When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up. Get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the fastest way to pull up the stream is go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on Listen Upper Left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And it is a cloudy October morning. A little hard to believe that fall has already started and is underway so fast. We have a bit of a different month this week. We are starting off as usual. It is the first Sunday of the month, and it's Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. We'll be talking with all of our regulars. But just to start off with, back in the saddle again. He's almost here more often than Nathan is. That would be David Brown. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Martha.
And you and me today, because our Nathan has winged off to another country. He is off in the Philippines celebrating his birthday with his canoodling girlfriend, Fia. As far as I know, everything is going well down there.
Okay, that's good. A long-distance birthday. Happy birthday.
Yeah, well, they make a really big deal about birthdays in the Philippines. They're quite huge, and they have major celebrations. And I think when he was down there, I don't know, a couple years ago, it was the same. It was in the fall, I believe, about the same time. But I think it was for her birthday. I know that there was a birthday, there was a big celebration. But anyway, they are celebrating his birthday. And now Nathan is pretty good about staying in touch with Aunt Martha. And he sends me texts and stuff. So I knew when let me know when he was out of here, you know, Monday morning last week, and sent some pictures. But then, a different than what he did 2 years ago, he set up a photo album, and so he's just putting all photos he takes, pictures, into this photo album that you can pull off. The problem is, David, he doesn't write anything about the pictures. He just posts the pictures. So this happened, 2 years ago, and he was there. I had to wait till he got back to understand everything that was in the pictures. What I can tell you is, boy, do they eat well down there, because a lot of the photographs are of food. Okay. And they must do a lot of like chicken skewers, because I don't know if he's at a restaurant but there's a huge table, and it's just covered in all kinds of skewers of different kinds of meats and stuff. It's a phenomenal. And then he's picking they're picking things out of trees, and they're like red and have, I have no idea, some of the I don't know where they're local fruits or what they are, but I can't wait for an explanation for a lot of it. And then I have a little bit of a concern, though, David. One of the pictures that he posted is just of a sign You know, a sign with a name like in front of a doctor's office. Only the sign is for a dentist and orthodontist.
Uh-oh.
Now, there's nothing written with the photograph. It's just the photograph of the you know, the doctor, the dentist's name, and then below it, dentist and orthodontics. And I can't, you know, off the top of my head, I can't really think of any reason. Why would you post a picture, you know, of a dental orthopedic office unless, you know, I mean, there might be an explanation. Maybe that's where she works or something. But it's just the sign. So, and of course, there's a lot of food posted around it. So I'm wondering, gosh, could Nathan have broken a tooth or something? Or maybe he had to go to the dentist. But I don't know. I just saw that photograph this, you know, just before the show. So I'll have to send him a text, and I have no idea if I'll get an explanation or not, because he's obviously, they're having a really good time down there and doing all kinds of stuff. So anyway, let's all think good thoughts for Nathan, and hope that picture, there's another explanation for the sign in front of the dentist and orthodontist.
Yeah, that would be good.
But hopefully he's doing well. We have got a regular schedule today, David, being the first Sunday of the month. It is, in fact, Shelter Rescue Sanctuary and Anything That Helps Our Animal Friends Sunday. Stacy Buck, Animal World's call screener, is not here today because it's just me and David, and I'm zooming in from home because, well, I guess the first thing we can say, the weather is, I think, is just like cloudy everywhere, but I think it's supposed to stay dry today, isn't it, David?
Yeah, it's supposed to get sunny later today for a while. Yeah. All the activity that'll be going on over there on the west side later today.
And that's the next thing I was going to say, because this is a really good day to stay home. Okay. One reason why I'm not driving in the station, I mean, because there's all kinds of sports stuff going on in Seattle. And if you aren't a sports fan and going into the city for a game or something today, just stay the heck away, because there's just going to be gazillions and gazillions of people everywhere. Because what's all happening today, David?
Okay. First off, at 1:05 this afternoon, it's the Seahawks and the Buccaneers. They're calling this the 50th anniversary game because both teams came into the league at the same time 50 years ago.
Oh, okay. So that's a big deal.
So it is a big deal. Yeah, they'll have their fancy, you know, late 70s uniforms on to celebrate the occasion.
And they're playing at the, well, I always call it the Kingdom, but
the Kingdom hasn't been around for a while. They're playing at Lumen Field.
Lumen Field, that's what it's called.
Yeah, Lumen Field.
To me, it's always the, you know, anyway.
By the time they're in town. And then by the time that game's over, then there's that little thing called the baseball playoffs next door at T-Mobile Park for game two between the Mariners and the Tigers. And we really need to send that vibe to the Mariners after last night.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know about, you know, if there's anybody out there, you know, baseball fans and all of that. I didn't have the heart to text Nathan. I don't know if they, you know, if he was paying attention to the game, because he's such a huge Mariners fan, and I would have if they had won and there was really good news, I would have, but I didn't, just in case.
Yeah.
Because if you weren't watching, I mean, I haven't been a major sports fan for decades, but even I watched. But it was on the painful side because the Mariners did not win.
And it went
It was a really, boy, both teams, you know, pitching and all of that was really good. It's just that we couldn't manifest much of an offense. So we didn't win, and which we should have. It's a series. What, it's best of five?
It's best of five right now.
And so the first two are played here.
Yes.
And then the second two are played in Detroit.
Yeah, and then if there's a fifth one,
it comes back here.
Yes.
But so normally what happens is the home team would win the first two, and then, you know, you go back. But we'll go, so kind of one strike against us. Because we lost that first game. But the way I rationalized it is I just said, well, you know, if we got to have a wake-up call and get with it and have a shock-a-rooney, might as well be the first game, because then they can really gear up and go for it, and they can still win this series.
Oh yeah, they
just
they
have
can.
To win. You know, those, and the Mariners are, you know, this particular team. I mean, they really do have a great team, and they've done really well under pressure. So, I'm just not sure I could watch.
Yeah, because
I convince myself that maybe they do better when I'm not watching.
Well, that's what I try to do. That's why I was paying, as I was telling you off there, I was paying attention to a college football game instead.
Right. So we often talk about your daughter who's off at college, who goes to Central Washington.
Yep.
Correct.
That is
and
correct.
Apparently now, and you have your Central Washington sweatshirt on rather than Mariners today.
Yeah, I wanted to wear Mariners.
Central is like burning up the field. We need them to give some of their points to the Mariners.
Exactly. Yes.
They won yesterday, and what was the score?
Yesterday's score was 58-7.
Yeah. Are you kidding? And now listen to this. What was the score last week?
The previous week when they were on the road?
Yeah.
They won 91. Yes, that's right. 91-31. And that was a football game.
Yeah. Okay. So if you want somebody to get excited about Central Washington College, they're on a roll and they are burning up the football field.
Yep.
All right. So anyway, that's our catch up date. So the Seahawks play what, about 1 o'clock or so?
1:05 is the kickoff, and then first pitch for the Mariners is like 5:07, 5:08, somewhere around there.
And I actually figured out how to watch it on TV. They are on, I think it's Fox One or.
The Mariners will be on Fox Sports 1.
Fox Sports 1. And it's like 620. And who ever knew that I got that channel? But I do. And I was able to watch. So y'all should be able to watch it. And anyway, and if you're not, just think a good thought for the Mariners, because they really need to win today. All righty, so what are we are going to, it looks like weather, not much happening. We're kind of in, supposed to, the sun's coming out, and then it's going to kind of just be typical middle-of-the-road type weather, partly sunny and nice for the rest of the week, and I think like 60s, low 70s sort of thing. So, not your typical October, you know, rainy weather, but sounds like a nice week coming up, I think, huh?
Yeah, it's supposed to be sunny, I think, at least for the first part of the week. And a TV update, make sure, you know, you turn on the CBS for the Seahawks game, by the way, out there.
Oh, is that it's on CBS today?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, so I think weather is good, but the temperature is going down. It's getting colder here at night. You know, it's definitely fall. Remember, if you've got little dog models that can be touchy about going outside in bad weather, do a little refresher and go out. The colder it is, the more important it is that you go out with them and do happy jollies and give them a food reward on the spot in the yard when they go, just to give them a good sales pitch so they keep up their house training through the winter months. Alrighty then, we are going to do our regular schedule here for Shelter Rescue Sanctuary Sunday, and we will start with Meow Cat Rescue at the bottom of the hour. We have Help Animals India in the next hour, and then the last 15, 20 minutes of the next hour, David is one we'll do current events, and then I've got some updates and some great thing, you know, a few things to mention, but that'll be our time to chat. And then at 11 o'clock, we will be talking to Beth and Merritt Clifton from animals24-7.com. And boy, Merritt outdid himself last night. I'm blown away by the post from last night. If you saw it, you'll know what I'm talking about, but that's going to be first on my list. And then we will be talking meditation at 11:30. And Robin Mattis from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga should be joining us. And that will round out our show. And so before we get to advertisers and welcoming or starting our interview schedule, it's time to officially start the show. And I do that if you haven't been here before when I start the show. Because sometimes I officially start the show right away, and Sometimes it takes a while to get there, but we have to be on schedule on the first Sunday because we actually have a schedule on the show on the first Sunday. And I start by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many decades. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And because it's Sunday and I can, we start with a couple of little Saint Francis prayers, one for us human animals and one for our animal friends. And then we have a whole pile of affirmations that we do contributed by our Animal World family, and all the affirmations chosen because of their positive life-altering principles. And we'll go to that. And oh gosh, as I'm thinking about it, by the way, Dr. Nell's newsletter came out this morning as usual, first Sunday of the month, and it's a good one and a great affirmation. So be sure and check out Dr. Nell's newsletter. Anyway, here we go. I'm going to start with, and by the way, before I start the prayers and affirmations, this part of the show, you can opt out if you choose. You can say the prayers and the affirmations along with me, or you can take a pass. It's not like dancing and getting on the love train at 10 and 11. Dancing's required, but here you can opt out. All righty. So I start with the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Here we go. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. Alrighty, for us human animals now, it is the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om. Peace. Amen. Shanti shant. All righty. Now, that brings us to our affirmations. And I start with this affirmation was actually an assignment to me for my spiritual family. Years and years ago, said, say this affirmation 3 times a day for a week, see what happens. Changed my life. I'm still doing it, so I share it with you. It is quite powerful. And I say each of these affirmations 3 times. Here we go, affirmation number 1. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All right, affirmation number 2 is actually contributed by one of our best practitioners. That is Linda Rasmussen. And if you've listened to our healing shows, which this month will be the 3rd Sunday, change of schedule this month. And when she works with one of us human animals, she gives an affirmation to keep the energy going. That's where this one came from. And it changed so many lives. You guys told me about it. I started doing it. Made a difference for me too. So we include it here. And when I say in this affirmation, when I say abundance, imagine as you're saying this affirmation, the kind of abundance you want to attract into your life at this time. Here we go. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. All righty now, this next one comes from my spiritual family, but the Italian division of Ananda. And this is the affirmation I use for me and my animal friends to keep us in alignment and in the right energy to be out in the world. Here we go 3 times. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. Popping into my mind right now, David, what a good affirmation to do for the Mariners. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through the Mariners, flows through the Mariners, flows through the Mariners today through the game. All righty. Now, this next affirmation comes from next week's guest, Natasha Venter will be here, our communicator and psychic gal. And this is the affirmation that I used to keep in balance, or try to keep in balance with the energies that are going on right now. Here we go three times. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. All righty, and then the last longer affirmation here in our group is also from my spiritual family. It is the Ananda Warrior of Light affirmation, and boy, do we need this all around our country, all around the world. Send God's light. Here we go. God's light is within me and around me. With a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me. With a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. All righty, and now to conclude our ritual of prayers and affirmations is Dr. Nell's contribution and his favorite part. So to seat the energy within us for the day, for the week, cross your hands over your heart with me and repeat, I trust, I trust, I trust. And how about we just trust that the Mariners win again today. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All righty. So we are all spiritualized up for the day, for the week. And what we do now is time to take care of our advertisers, because without them, there is no show. So we'll take care of our advertisers, and then we will come back, and we will begin Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland is up first, so stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Organic, free-range, and fresh daily. Alternative Talk, 1150.
I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga and, my spiritual family. And, boy, they are in the middle of Sunday morning meditation at the Blue Lotus Temple in Bothell right now. Service starts at 10, and you can stream from the AnandaWashington.org website or Ananda Seattle and Bothell on Facebook. So you can, after the show, you can watch the Ananda service if you'd like to on either place, AnandaWashington.org or Facebook. And we will be talking to Ananda at about 11:30 today for the last half hour of the show. And our subject course is meditation. They've got some really great meditations classes coming up. And one is, for beginners. And we're going to be talking to Robin Manis, who teaches that class. And I found a post about it online last night. So I actually, if you go to Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook, the first post is about the meditation class for beginners at Ananda, so you can check that out. And and then, of course, you heard from me, because I'm sure all of you, or most of you anyway, are aware that I'm an animal behavior therapist and dog trainer, and I work with people privately in their homes to help them just understand their dog friends and solve problems. David can let you know, because he has firsthand experience, because way back when, Miss Daisy Basset Hound was a puppy. How old is Daisy now?
She is two, March, probably almost two and a half now.
Yeah, okay. So it's been, probably 2 years or so?
Yeah, it's been 2 years, because you came that first summer after we got her in May, and you came, August. So, yeah, you came when she was just a few months old.
And so we did a new puppy thing, basically, for David and his family, because the plan had been we get this little puppy, and we're going to send the puppy off with their daughter to college. Well, Aunt Martha kind of kiboshed that plan. Well, okay, we can kind of gear towards that, but you might want to trust me and know that that's too much for her to handle. You don't want to be house training and raising, especially a Basset Hound, in your first year away at college.
Second year, whatever it was.
So we did it, but I guess the bottom line is I think you could say that it was helpful for me to come and get everything straightened out for you guys.
Oh yes, it was very helpful. We followed your advice. It took literally almost a couple years, and then now she goes over there.
And that's what I said, you spend all your work goes in the first year or two teaching everything they need to know and get them patterned for the rest of your life. And then they're pretty good to go. So what we had talked about, that probably a couple of years, she could go back and forth, but mom and dad are going to be more responsible than your daughter. And of course, that's what ended up happening. And you've got such a great family. You really are very close with your daughter. And so you didn't mind picking up the slack. But now you say, with Daisy being being like 2 to 2.5. Now she's able to go with your daughter to college. And
yes,
and
but we still do the back and forth. So the big advice is you're going to do something like that. Make sure you get that dog used to being in a vehicle if you're going to go back and forth, especially from Eastern Washington to Western Washington and back and forth.
Yeah, they better be good at driving. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Daisy's sure. Perfect now when it comes to traveling from our place to Jessica's apartment.
Excellent. Excellent. So now, so I do that sort of thing. If you got, you know, puppies and you need to know what to do to get all that stuff taught and everything. But I also work with the worst of the worst behavior cases and everything in between. So if you know anybody that has problems with their dogs or needs help and education, I'll always talk to anybody for free on the phone. I always do a free, no obligation phone evaluation. And I would just love it if you would write down my phone number. I'm going to give it to you shortly. You know, I don't know about you, but me, I'm spending less money these days. Because everything's more expensive, everything I turn around, but I haven't raised my prices in probably 10 years. So I'm still a really hot deal, and I have a free no-interest payment plan if someone has to spread out payments. And I solve problems really fast. I only need to see you once, and boom. So I would love it if you'd write this my phone number down and pass it out to anyone you know that has problems with their dog friends. Tell them to call me. I'll talk to them for free on the phone. And the number to call is 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. All righty then. As promised, it's time to start Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And helping mostly those in cute kitty suits. And oh my, have there been some good ones posted. It is Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland. And Marilyn Hendrickson is joining us as usual. Good morning, Marilyn. Welcome back to Animal World. Oh, there you are. How are you this morning?
I'm well, thank you.
All right, and I'm assuming that down in your area you got cloudy skies just like I've got here, huh?
No, it's sunny.
Oh, you've got the sun out already,
it's
huh?
Sunny. It's, I guess it's smattered sun. There's a little bit of cloud, but mostly sun.
Wonderful, wonderful. David, are you seeing any sun yet?
Yeah, it's starting to creep out behind the clouds over here.
Okay. All right, so it's just getting to you guys first. We'll send it on northeast, will you please?
Yes.
I'm looking forward to it arriving here. So, Marilyn, let's. I don't want to forget, for if somebody's just tuning in and hasn't heard you before, let's remind everybody what Meow Cat Rescue is all about.
Meow Cat Rescue is a nonprofit rescue shelter organization. We are 501c3. We are located in Kirkland in the Houghton area, and we just celebrated, I think, our 27th year, and we have cats and kittens on site, and we have cats and kittens in foster as well as dogs and puppies.
Right, so just because it's Meow Cat Rescue, you don't, you know, the vast majority of the animals you deal with are in cat suits, but you have some woof woofs too. You do have a few dogs available, but the dogs are always in foster care. But if you are interested in seeing the dogs that Meow has available, you can go to the meowcatrescue.org website and I think click on available dogs and puppies, something along those lines.
Yeah.
And then you'll see what's available and you can arrange to see them if you like. But boy, I love what you post on Facebook, Marilyn. I keep up with Meow that way because you constantly post pictures of cats, like, you know, kittens or cats that are available. And then you post pictures of people adopting their kitties. And let's see, because you've got, you have 4 days that you're open for adoptions, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, is that correct?
We just added Wednesday officially.
Ah, okay. Oh, wow, that's great. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Wednesday through Sunday, those are the days that you guys are open for adoptions now?
That's correct.
And is it 1 to 5 in the afternoon every day?
It's 1 to 5 every day, except Saturday is now 12 to 5.
Ah, okay, so opening an hour early on Saturday, that's great. That's mm-hmm. great. So a lot of time to go in now. You can, ahead of time, you can go online, meowcatrescue.org, and click on available cats and kittens, and see what's available, and you could start the adoption process online if you find something you fall in love with. And I'll tell you, Marilyn, you've had some really great cats recently.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just amazed at the pictures you post there, like meet so-and-so, and it might be a pair of kittens, it might be a pair of cats, but just some of the greatest cats you've had pictures. And there was one picture, it was two cats, they were tabby cats, and I happen to really like tabby cats because they're similar to Abyssinians, you know, the purebred cats that mm-hmm. I really love. But the two tabby cats, and oh my gosh, if I was in the market for kitties, I'd have been down there. But you post these wonderful photographs of meet so-and-so, and I think, what a cool cat. That cat's going to find a home right away. And then sure enough, the next time I check Facebook, there's a picture of that cat being adopted by somebody. Because they get snapped up pretty quickly, don't they?
They do. Things have really picked up. And yeah, the cage life of a kitty at meow is usually, at the most, not usually more than a couple of weeks.
Okay. So it's unusual to have cats that are there long term.
We always have a handful that are long term, but by and large, the most part, they get adopted relatively quickly.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Now you have a lot of the kittens, because I think you still are maintaining that we really don't have a kitten season anymore. It pretty much mm-hmm. goes on all year round.
Mm-hmm.
And so have you still got lots of kittens?
We have a multitude of kittens, both in the shelter and in foster care. It's not really slowing down. It's kind of like it comes in waves. And we're seeing newborns again. And we're hoping this is the last wave.
Wow, because, yeah, we're October already. And you're getting a lot of newborn kittens in, huh?
Yes, we are.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that's not a good sign for kitten season being over. But I think we've kind of determined there really isn't a kitten season anymore. It's definitely worth talking a little bit about how wonderful it is to adopt a cat from Meow, because obviously you have lots of adult cats and quite an age range, I think, because you can get teenage models up to older cats. And it's wonderful that you have such a variety, because I know that when my present family of kitties, are moving on, then I, at my age, am probably not really going to want to adopt kittens. I will probably elect to get older kitties. So older cats can be great companions, especially for older humans, because a lot of people don't want to adopt a cat because they're afraid the animal will outlive them or something. But you can adopt elderly cats, which is always great for them and great for the people that adopt them, too. But kittens, I used to think that I would always want to get really, really young kittens. But, you know, it takes a while for them to develop their personalities. And cats have different personalities just like humans do. So if you have a type of cat that you're interested in, you kind of want them to be a little bit older, not young kittens, so that you can kind of get an idea of their personality and so forth when you're adopting them. So Marilyn, all the like pregnant moms or newborns or young kittens, they all go into foster homes. And how long do they stay there before they're available for adoption?
Well, it depends on how old they are when they go into foster care. But for kittens, they will stay in their foster home till approximately the age of 3 months. So that's the age that we do our spays and neuters. So if you get them as little tiny kittens, you're going to have them for about 3 months. But if you get them a little bit older, not so long. And sometimes, like, for example, yesterday, we got a kitten in who's 5 months old. She's unspayed. So she might go to a foster home for a week or two while we're trying to find a spay surgery for her.
Okay, and then once they're old enough or way enough to be spayed and neutered, so, and then, of course, you get them vaccinated and you microchip them and they get spayed or neutered. And then once they've had all that stuff done, then they get to come to the shelter to be adopted, right?
Mm-hmm. And I would also like to point out that we viral test all our kitties for feline AIDS and leukemia.
Oh,
and
gosh. Yeah.
I don't know what for sure is happening, but not all shelters are doing that anymore. But
really?
Yes.
Huh.
Yes. So we test for both, so you can be rest assured that when you adopt from Mia, you're getting, to the best of our knowledge, a healthy cat or kitten.
Right, and of course you do pay an adoption fee to adopt the kitty, but you know, if you consider if you got a young kitten, say from someplace else, you know, box at the grocery store, although I don't see that happening very often anymore, but I'm sure it does still happen. I sometimes see people on, you know, online, you know, that have kittens available. But if you price it out, figure out how much does it cost to go through all the exams and the vaccines and the spay or neuter surgery, which like costs you an arm and a leg these days. Don't get me started on that. Plus the microchipping and all of that. I mean, it's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars. So It really is a good deal to get a cat or a kitten from Meow, isn't it?
It's the best deal. It's just the best because everything's done. And I know we have a chart at the shelter. I should send it to you. But we did a survey of veterinary clinics around the Puget Sound area.
Uh-huh.
And the cost of having a cat, you know, spayed, microchipped, viral tested, multiple dewormings, multiple vaccines, it could be as much as $800.
That's,
one
yeah.
Cat. Yeah.
Yeah.
And at our shelter, it's $100 for a cat that has had all of that done.
Wow. So even though you say, oh, I'd rather get a free kitten somewhere.
No.
Not free if you're going to be responsible and take care of them. And sounds like Meow has done their homework and calculated it out and checked with lots of vets. $800 around that to do everything you need to do, which comes already done.
Sometimes more,
yeah.
Yeah.
All righty. I'm looking at the clock, and we need to get some our advertisers taken care of here one last time in this hour. So we're going to ask Marilyn to hold on. We'll take care of advertisers, and then we'll come back and chat more with Marilyn and find out if there are any gosh, it's fall season. Maybe we can start talking about things, events coming up and that sort of thing, or any special kitties. But stay right where you are. Much more with Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi.
this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Accutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
On the path to good health and well-being, Alternative Talk 1150 is the station for you.
Martha Norwalk, and we are in the middle of a conversation with Marilyn at Meow Cat Rescue, and we heard from Dr. Nils Rasmussen, and I'm delighted to tell you that his new website is up and running, healingministryforanimals.com. Yay! And it's real easy to navigate, and so he's back in business full steam. And he always does a free, no obligation telephone evaluation. So you can simply go to healingministryforanimals.com and click on the contact link and talk to him. You can join his private membership group, which only costs $10 for a lifetime. And then you get to take the free Zoom classes and get his great newsletter that comes out the first Sunday of every month. And that would be today. Great newsletter out this morning as usual. And normally they, Dr. Nils and his sister Linda Rasmussen would be here for our healing show the second Sunday of the month, but we've swapped to Sundays this month. So next week, Natasha Venter will be in with me, and Dr. Nils and Linda will be here on the third Sunday this month. So mark your calendars now so you don't get confused. All righty. Let's see. And if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the world we live in, please come join our Animal World family of advertisers. We'd love to have you. Shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And remember, our premier sound healer, Jude Ponton, is available to work with you either in person at the Whispering Dragon Center in her home in Shoreline. So easy access, great parking, and oh, what a gift to be in the healing room with the gongs and the chimes and the forks. And I don't know what I'd do without her. She keeps my body working really well. So check her out, whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or you can just give Jude a call at 206-706-2836, 206-706-2836. All righty. We are back with Marilyn from Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland. And Marilyn, it's October, so we're heading towards, you know, the holiday, Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, all of that. And I know as we get closer to that kind of stuff, things happen at Meow. So is there anything coming up at Meow that we can talk about yet?
Well, the newest thing is our 2026 calendar is hot off the press.
Oh, beautiful. I forgot about that. Yeah, it's calendar time, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. And they're beautiful. And they are available At the shelter, they're $10, or we can mail you one for $13. And each month has a beautiful picture of a cat or kitten and the story behind them. So it's a really special year because there's a lot of special kitties in there.
All right, so you can come by the shelter and buy one there for $10?
Yes.
But you can also, you can order online, meowcatrescue.org. Is that where you'd order one if you want one mailed?
Yeah, you can order online or you can call us.
Oh, okay.
And we'll be happy to mail you one. In fact, I'm the mailer, so I'll be the one doing it.
All right, so what phone number should people call if they want you to mail them a calendar?
425-822-6369.
425-822-6369. All right, so you can call, and Marilyn will personally mail you a calendar for $13. All right, that's great. And so each month is a picture of kitties. And are these kitties some that have been adopted through Meow that are on the calendar?
They have all been adopted, yeah.
All right. That's wonderful. So calendar's available. Now, I'm assuming, I know we get holiday stuff as we're meeting the holidays, and you'll be doing Santa Paws pictures again around at Mud Bay stores again this year, do you know?
Mm-hmm.
Will that be happening?
For sure, we'll be doing that. And when I get the dates and the location,
you'll let us know. Yeah,
and
so we've got to start geared.
Our holiday bazaar is set for Saturday, December 6th.
Excellent. So Saturday, December 6th, is what you want to mark your calendars for the holiday bazaar. That's the other thing I wanted to make sure we get on our calendars. All righty. So, Marilyn, all those great pictures that you've been posting about those fabulous cats. I remember there was one or two of them that looked very much like British shorthairs to me.
Yeah. Part of our hoarding situation. In fact, I've got two of them. This is the place that had 102 cats.
102 cats?
Yes.
In an indoor place? Wow.
Yes, a four-bedroom apartment.
Wow.
And we have had, they're unbelievably beautiful, all of them. And I've got two here at my house fostering. And we've got more in foster. We're still getting cats out of that apartment, believe it or not. So
Wow. This
is going to be going on probably up until the end of the year, maybe into the new year.
Wow, but did you say that the British Shorthairs, that was a breed that was in this group?
Well, we don't know for sure. It was.
But that's what they kind of look like, right?
They do. Yes, they do. It was breeding gone wrong.
Okay.
So we're not entirely sure, but they very much have that appearance.
But the British Shorthair, the cats, I mean, they're really great cats and have just super personalities and stuff. I did a counseling session with a family that was a young puppy. But they had also, at the same time, the wife had always wanted a British Shorthair. And so she got one. And that's kitten. Oh, my God. It was the greatest cat, Marilyn. I just fell in love with this cat during the session. And so when I saw those photographs that they look like British Shorthairs, you know, the kid inside of me was like, oh, go get them. God, they're such cool cats. But I remember pictures being that you put up right away that they got it. As soon as you post their pictures, it's like they get adopted. And are people seeing their pictures and then coming in, or are they just finding these cutie pies at the shelter?
Well, both, actually. And we got some more in this week. So we have a couple of, I think they're 5 or 6 month old kittens with that adorable little face.
Wow. Yeah, because they have those round faces, and their coat is a little different, a little thicker. And
yeah, it's kind of smoky, swirly. I don't know. It's hard to describe. It's just beautiful.
Well, if you have room for a kitty and you're looking maybe to add a kitten or a couple of cats to your family, boy, these cats would be really, really great. Now, so Meow Cat Rescue is open now Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. That would be today. You're open from 1 to 5 p.m. today. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
So you could head on down there today. And and you've got some of these cats in the shelter right now that are available for adoption, right?
Yes, we do.
Ooh-hoo. All right. You know, you can always, if you're extra eager, you can go online to meowcatrescue.org and look at click on available cats and kittens, see what's there. Or you can just head on down. Doors open at 1 o'clock, and there's some really, really great cats. Anybody in particular, any special needs kitties that are looking for homes or fosters, or anybody you want to talk to us about?
Yeah, we have, so back in the spring, a different hoarding situation, a smaller one. There were only 30 cats in this place, but we have a mom and her three kittens. they had, untreated eye infections. So one of the kittens lost one eye and has limited vision in the other. One of the kittens actually has two good eyes, and another kitten has sort of like ongoing herpes flare-ups in her eye. But they're all girls, and the mom is being adopted with the one that doesn't see very well, and then the two sisters will be adopted together. They're beautiful kittens. They're mostly white, and they have a little bit of apricot and beige colored on them. And they are special needs just because, well, the one girl does not see very well at all. So, and she might need ongoing eye drops. But they're sweet, affectionate, happy, friendly, lovely little kittens.
Wonderful, wonderful. And they usually adopt really well to that kind of thing.
They're the flower kittens. It's Daisy, Poppy, Dahlia, and Rose.
Oh, how cute. Flower kittens. Flower children.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, gosh, Marilyn, so good to catch up with you. And I'm assuming the shelter is full, so we need people to get on down there and adopt some kitties, huh?
Yep. Please, come on down.
Yeah, because you're still pulling cats out of that hoarding situation, more than 100 cats. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
But the good news for us is these cats are available for adoption, and they're like British Shorthair. Like, at least that's what they look like. And anyway, I'd be down there in a heartbeat if it was time for me to do that. So 1 o'clock today and every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 1 to 5 p.m., except Saturday's an hour early, noon to 5 p.m. Otherwise, you can check in with meowcatrescue.org online. So, Marilyn, keep up the great work. And we will talk again the first Sunday of November.
Okay.
So happy Halloween.
Thank you. You too.
All right. God Bye-bye. Bless. And we'll talk to you again next month.
Okay.
Thanks, Marilyn. Bye-bye. Wow. All right. Kittens up the kazoo. Can you imagine a four-bedroom apartment, David, and over 100 cats? My goodness. All right. That means it is time to wrap up hour number one, which means we get to haul out the love train. So it's time to get on the love train. We're going to get a little exercise and going on so we get our juices flowing and energy up for the day and the week. And you don't get to opt out. Dancing is required. But you can dance in your head, you can dance in your bed, you can dance in your chair, you can dance anywhere, or get up and join the love train with me. And David, I'll cruise by and pick you up. And while we're doing the love train, we're going to send love all over the country, all over the world, you know where it's needed. God's love and light, most powerful energies on the planet. So let's send them everywhere, because boy, do we need it. And I energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer. So here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, Recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our soul and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth of body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train. It's coming right up, and help Animals India after we love train. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.